It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Detroit's bankruptcy filing has triggered waves of speculation about what the future holds for the city. In recent months, questions have circled around the Detroit Institute of Arts and whether that institution's collection could be used to help Detroit balance its books. But a recent opinion piece in the New York Times, written by director of the DIA, Graham Bill, cautioned against speculation about the museum's future. Graham Bill joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You ended your article in the New York Times with this, quote, "I call upon journalists to resist the temptation to jump to disaster scenarios or to make the DIA's singular and highly complicated situation part of a broader story about the structural challenges faced by museums in general." Why did you feel it was important to say that?
Well, I mean, given the fact that Kevin Orr has specifically said at the very beginning that he did not want to go there, meaning to sell art, given the fact that following the Attorney General's very strong opinion, he announced that he would not be disposing of irreplaceable assets, we are a long way from what people seem to think is or act as if it's going to happen tomorrow.
Why do you think the idea of the artwork being sold has gotten such a strong response, not just from the press, but from Detroiters and the surrounding communities?
Well, I think it does make a great story, and it opens the door to a lot of speculation and a lot of value statements. I personally like to think that the new DIA that we created in 2007, and which the public of the three counties resoundingly endorsed last year with its vote in favor for a tax, shows that this institution really does have meaning for this region. We're not just a token great institution. We really are part of the community, and we go on demonstrating that.
What do people need to know about how that millage and the bankruptcy could impact one another?
Well, the millage is money that's voted for to support the operations of the Detroit Institute of Arts. That's specifically what it's for. And in exchange for those dollars, we deliver specific services to the counties with whom we have, you know, great relations with the authorities. Should that money be used for anything else, the millage would stop. And the DIA would eventually, as we were saying this time last year, if the millage doesn't pass, we will go into a slow, controlled shutdown. All of this talk about, can't you use the millage to rent the collection from the city? Those kinds of suggestions are completely, completely off base. And just this weekend, Brooks Patterson and Mark Hackle both confirmed that any deviation of millage funds to any aspect of Detroit's bankruptcy would lead to the millage being suspended.
In the piece you wrote for the New York Times, you talked about the challenges museums face, the structural challenges. What is that broader story that people may not be aware of? Not just challenges faced by the DIA, but challenges faced by museums across the country.
Well, the immediate challenge is that museums build and add and don't always properly assess what this kind of activity is going to cost over the long run. And then when you have serious downturns, such as we experienced in 2008, and contributions dry up, then everyone faces a financial struggle. And the U.S. museum system, more with a few notable exceptions, is built around the tax structure. And changes to the tax structure would represent a structural challenge to the field.
So as you look forward to the future, what role do you think the Detroit Institute of Arts can play in the city as it's reimagining what it's going to be?
Well, our efforts right now are really to make it a place where people feel that they can congregate. You know, I want it to be the town square, as it were, the village green. As where I grew up, people feel free to wander around and talk and gather and meet. And that's what we're aiming for the DIA to be, a place that people feel that they can come to, primarily, of course, to see the art, but actually use it as the sort of their own living room and build it into the community.
Graham Biel is director, president, and CEO of the Detroit Institute of Arts. Graham, thank you for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for asking me.